Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. It's time for another Pappy's House meeting with us, Pappies. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Ben, and I apologise for starting to cheer. I got a bit excited.
Yes. I loved it. It brought a really much needed energy to the episode.
Well,
really
Tom had really G'd it up, and I was wah.
Yes, well, if you're wondering why there's a euphoric energy around the room, it's because it was quite a euphoric episode.
It was a bit.
Well, it was for some of us, yeah.
Yeah.
This episode, well, basically, sit yourself down in a chair, don't pour yourself a nice big glass of something, and listen on.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you want water?
No.
Sure?
Yeah. No way.
No way.
This is going to be a no water episode.
You can stick your water.
People are going to be listening to it going, please, guys, take a drink. People have already complained about the noises we make.
Yeah.
So,
claggy. It's a claggy episode.
Should I get some water just in case? Is it a good idea if I get water?
Oh, we're committed now. This is the dry ep.
The first...
the dry ep. This is set in the Sahara.
You're listening to Dehydration Live...
I mean, I did just drink a water. So
you're not allowed to participate for five minutes.
I'm sitting out. Okay. All right, you guys.
Until you start to feel a little bit dry.
Do you know what? Guys, off you go.
You've got to go and sit under the hand dryer in the toilet.
With
your mouth open.
Oh,
just to dry you
awful.
Out.
I bet that's quite dangerous.
How long do you think
it
would last?
I'm supposed to be sitting this out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Crosby's sitting this out. This is our big chance, Clarky.
Finally.
How long do you think Crosby could last with his mouth open under a dry...
I can't do it without Crosby.
Crosby, get back in here. Get back in here.
Oh, I miss him too much.
It almost sent his audio jackass there, didn't it?
That was hard, wasn't it? How long would Crosby last under a dry? God.
You couldn't even get the last syllable out.
Dear I need a drink. I'm dying of thirst over here.
Are you sure you don't want to get you a glass of water before we begin?
What will we do when you're out the room?
You can chat amongst yourselves. I'll go and get some water.
Well, Crosby, you are our water.
Listen, you know what? This is good for us, that we start drinking water, start hydrating ourselves. You two together.
Hang on. This is famously our dry episode.
I'm not doing a dry.
We're 2 minutes in and we're talking about hydrating ourselves.
I want a glass of water. I'm going to go.
That's the whole point, though.
I'm going to get a glass of water.
No, this is like Buddhist kind of levels of brain training.
It isn't anything to do with Buddhist levels of brain training. And also, if it is, then why did you panic during every word of that sentence? Listen,
Harry, look like the Buddha a little bit.
Thank you. You have to achieve a higher level, you have to forgo water and think a bit more about yourself.
I don't think that's quite enough to build a religion on at this stage.
I think water, doesn't water help you think, though?
Yeah, water's good for hydration. You saw the advert I did for
Water is good for hydration, yeah.
It's good for brain hydration, you know? Like, you know, it's...
Nature's energy drink. That's what my partner says.
A lot of people say nature's energy drink.
And also when you wake in the morning, a pint of water gets you awake better than a coffee.
This is what I've started doing now. Yeah. Do you know what? Snapping awake just like that. No more coffee. Water instead.
Yeah, but what we're going to hear live...
Do you just do it over your head, though?
I just dush it straight over myself and then I eat the glass. I tell you what, the day starts fantastically, but it ends awfully.
Smash the glass on the floor, walk over it, saying your Buddhist mantra, you won't feel any pain.
Is that my Buddhist mantra?
Yeah.
You won't feel any pain. You won't feel any pain.
Break someone's neck.
Oh, no. I think you're confusing Buddhists with murderers.
Oh, I was thinking of like a Liam Neeson Taken style.
Is he a Buddhist?
You won't feel any pain, lad.
Not a strong impression of Liam Neeson straight off the bat.
I mean, it
from
wasn't
Harry.
Bad though. It wasn't. I mean,
well, it was Scottish for starters. That's a problem.
I had the essence of him. I think
you didn't
that's
have the essence
what
of him at all. Right. You had literally the wrong part of the world.
A good impressionist gets the essence of someone.
Yeah, and you had neither the essence nor the accent.
That's by the by.
But you had neither.
That'd be by the by, lad.
He's that's getting... groundskeeper Willie you're doing there.
He's getting the noise right, though.
The noise.
The noise of the cracking neck, I'll accept that.
Oh, that was a cracking neck.
Speaking of noise, what are we getting here?
There is...
Oh.
Gone.
The system is dehydrated.
The system is dangerously dehydrated. Well, never mind that now. I'm going to go and get a glass of water.
How long do you think we can keep this going for without a drink? Shall we broadcast until one of us needs a drink? Oh, that's what... I mean, that's less
hello,
exciting
is that Norris
than
McGuire,
I said it.
Guys, you're not going to believe the world record we've got going on here. Yeah, yeah.
We've got
we're
going to
broadcast until somebody needs it. Yeah, you're right. It's a terrible idea. All right. And also... sorry about the fact you died. Bye.
Norris McWhirter. I love that you go to Norris McWhirter.
But who, when you think of record breakers...
Roy Castle.
Also passed away. Also dead.
Has Michaela Strachan ever done it? Yeah, not past that record, boy.
It's getting worse. It's getting further. And the accent has been taken from you.
Liam Neeson kills all the presenters of Record Breakers.
Can I just say, by the way, Michaela Strachan was the really wild show, not Record Breakers.
Okay.
You're thinking of Cheryl Baker.
High Wild.
What's that?
Was it so wild that it broke records?
I suppose, actually, yeah, they would often talk about record-breaking animals. Peregrine falcon, for example.
You're not a peregrine falcon anymore, man.
Wait, are you doing every accent from the current series of Love Island?
Neeson is taking out every single thing that's brought up in this podcast until one of us needs a drink.
So
and then we'll stop.
Every time he kills somebody, he does it with a different accent to throw people off the scent. He's coming up behind them and he's snapping their neck, but he's doing it in a voice that doesn't in any way sound like his own.
Oh, I thought that was all Neeson.
That was what? All Neeson, you just, baby.
Something the essence of Neeson.
The last one sounded more like Sting.
The Nessence. The
Nessun Dorma. Is that what Nessun Dorma's about?
The Nessence of Eason.
Is Nessun Dorma about Liam Neeson? His
the
essence?
The Essence of Neeson is Nessun Dorma. Nessun Dorma.
The Essence Dorma. Of Neeson would be an amazing cologne.
Yes, until all the bad stuff came out about Neeson. That would have really sold.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. I've forgotten about
that. Yeah, you're never going to remember about him either. Not stabbing my neck this time. He's making me thirsty.
That was an amazing little scene you did for
Thank
us there,
you.
Tom. I really
it's because I'm dehydrated
it.
Off my nog.
Yeah, can I please go and get a glass of water?
No, we don't stop broadcasting until thirst claims one of us.
Yeah, but I feel like it's claimed Matthew.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
You're thirsty because you're thinking about how thirsty you are. You
it's just
had
gonna
a,
be,
you had a drink 5 minutes ago.
A thirsty ep for the listener.
This is the thirsty ep. Yeah.
But then they can go, in fact, listener, you're not allowed to get any water.
We're all locked in. A dear listener knows that. They're locking themselves in.
Can I just, like, I've got to be the voice of reason here. This is irresponsible podcasting.
That's exactly right. This is danger podcasting.
I don't want a danger podcast.
This is how we get the youth of today involved. Instead of eating those Tide Pods or whatever they do.
It's true. You know,
banging the old washing up liquid down their goblets.
A goblet is not your gob.
Well, it's a child's gob. Yeah.
All the children are banging. They're banging all washing up liquid in their goblets.
That's
Instead,
true.
Instead, we are going to podcast dry until your thirst
with a
Clyde
podcast.
And then when this finishes, we all celebrate with a. Imagine how good. You know, like that. What's the long day's walk into
Alexandra? Ice cold in Alex.
Ice cold in Alex.
Yes.
What's that?
How did I get that from you saying long days?
That's why we still work together, my boy.
Why do we still work together? Because you don't know anything and I know everything. Is that what it is?
I love the fact that we think this is work.
So, it's a good point.
It feels like work.
It's hard work today because I'm absolutely...
Exactly apart.
Spitting feathers over here.
It's keeping us alive. That's the problem. It's we're too indulged as a society. You deprive yourself of things, you heighten your senses, and then suddenly, Neeson, you appreciate things. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I appreciate?
What's that?
Getting a glass of water.
I know.
And
exactly.
I live in a world where I'm able to leave the room now and get a glass of water.
By depriving yourself, you get the joy of slaking your thirst. My favourite word,
it's
by
a
the
good
way.
Word, isn't
slake.
It?
To slake one's thirst. Producer Emma's got a bottle of water on the other side of the window.
Oh,
she's not
going to
drink
us.
It. She's not going to drink it.
She's taunting
she,
us.
She is no, drinking it. She's
listener, dears.
I'm developing a headache now.
Just because you're thinking about it. That's why. Normally you'd be fine.
Stop thinking. Do what me and Tom do. House meeting.
what's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
Listener dear, pour yourself a glass of water, pop it down in front of you, just look at it. You're not going to have that until we finish. This is like, you know, enjoyment. Goodness. What's it called? Like enjoyment delaying? Pleasure delayer. We're pleasure delayers. That's a thing, isn't it? What's pleasure delayer from? It's from a film.
Is it? Like edging.
Yes, we're audio edging.
Oh, my God.
Clarky has waited so long.
Clarky has tickled himself.
I edged myself on the edging.
Right. We are thirst edging. Is that a phrase? Hashtag thirst edging. Well, that gets the wrong kind of crowd.
I think if we get that hashtag trending, then
we're in trouble. it's the wrong kind of audience. I think
this is what it's about. We need to mentally take ourselves to a place. This is where the Buddhist thing comes in, and this is where we're kind of growing into this. We've got a cult.
We are.
Yeah, we're going to lead these people. We're going to improve their minds. I could be like a Russell Brand figure.
I can't imagine that this podcast is good for anyone's mind.
Can I just say, I watched a documentary recently about a guy who was a. He was a sort of spiritualist.
Here we go. Now we're into him. This is what we're talking about.
He was very charismatic.
Great. Okay. And he didn't want you to jizz just yet.
No. Nothing. I mean, basically, all of those kind of semi-cult guys are a bit like that. But this wasn't that aspect of it.
Okay.
So he built a Native American sweat lodge. Him and his guys built this sweat lodge. And the idea was they were going to go in.
Is that a sauna?
Yeah, but I think it's sort of part of the Native American tradition that where they will go into a sweat lodge and they will sweat out all the, I guess, the impurities, and they'll have visions.
Yep. Great.
And
a bit like this room that we recorded.
Exactly. It's
so very similar.
We've been forced to turn the aircon off.
Great.
We're here in this sweat lodge now.
Yes.
He got people into this mindset of like, if you want it enough, this is going to be good for you. And then, of course, okay, that's definitely offensive.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Is that offensive?
Yeah.
Okay. Of course it is.
Okay, carry on.
Okay.
I was trying to create an atmosphere. I have created
an atmosphere. You've created a really bad atmosphere.
Not the kind I was after.
Not the kind we're hoping for. No. Stop slapping yourself.
Okay.
Please stop slapping yourself. Because I'm trying to talk about this documentary I saw on Netflix that I...
Just as an undercurrent.
No, because...
Okay.
Basically, he's like you.
Okay.
He's this incredible...
thing?
Well, let me tell you.
Oh.
Incredibly charismatic...
Yes. Tick.
Did you say dick or tick?
Tick.
Oh, tick.
Because
he was a dick. So yeah.
Yes.
That was my second point. Dick, tick.
Tick.
Send me a dick tick. He was I have to send dick ticks to Clarky to edge him on.
Is your... Clarky, your dick verified?
What?
Your dick's been verified.
He's sent so many. Clarky sent so many dick pics that he's got a blue tick.
He's got a blue tick on his dick.
Oh, if I was a rapper, I'd definitely have that as a lyric. I sent you so many dick pics that gave me a blue tick. I lost faith in that.
He's not
it.
Not a good
you
know rapper.
What? I can't believe you lost faith in that, but not in the chanting.
Okay, if we can get back to, thank you very much, Oliver Stone's The Doors, and if we could get back to this documentary I was watching.
Okay.
So anyway, and he...
Oliver Stone's The Doors is a great nickname, by the way.
Oliver Stone's The Doors. Oliver Stone's The Doors because he's been locked out.
Because I'm long and self-indulgent.
Baby. So this guy...
I'm still trying to edge Clarky on.
Please stop trying to edge Clarky.
The end of this episode is Clarky climaxing.
The end of this episode is closer than you realise, Harry.
Clarky climaxing and me and you downing a pint of water.
As long as it's water.
A pint!
This whole episode is basically sticky biscuit.
The blue tick is deserved, Clarky, if you can manage 2 pints.
Not on your Nelly.
Please leave my Nelly out of this, all right?
Oh, it's going to go right on your Nelly, mate. Quick question, where would the Nelly be on your body? Go.
Oh, no. I mean, as I went for smalling your back...
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's nice for your Nelly.
I was going to say the chin.
Tickle your Nelly.
Tickle your Nelly.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a real Nelly scratcher.
It's a real Nelly scratcher, that one. It's really... it did tickle my Nelly.
Nelly, mate.
Oh, yeah. Blue Nelly.
Yeah.
It was a real Nelly tickler, that one was.
A real Nelly tickler.
I like
tickler.
That. We got that then.
The chin is your Nelly.
Yeah. And a Nelly tickler is something to think about.
Your knob's your blue tick.
Steady on, Clarky, you pervert.
Okay. I'm glad you had to shut that down. Because bear in mind, Parry's going to use that in a rap later on. So please don't trample on his flow. So.
Good call.
I'm a flow rider.
Please stop Parry, you must listen now. Okay. So again,
yes,
very enthusiastic.
Tick.
Very, very charismatic.
Tick, tick.
He was obsessed with this idea of, you know, across the board spirituality.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting. So like loads, sell that to me.
Like loads of different aspects. So he would take all his favorite aspects from, you know,
Japan.
For example, yeah. Okay. From Japan.
I've never been.
Sure. But you still got some favorite aspects, I'm sure.
Bonsai?
Bonsai, sure, yeah, okay.
We'll take that.
Bonsai, I don't think it's necessarily a spiritual thing. But I suppose there's an element of control to it.
Okay. In Karate Kid, it gets quite
spiritual. I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, okay. So he took his favourite aspects from The Karate Kid.
Okay, great.
From Back to the Future, from Batteries Not Included. Loads of
great.
Loads of films from the 80s.
Perfect. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
All people can be sexy.
Was that the motto? I don't think it was.
It feels like that was the message of the film.
No, wasn't it? They just got a new lease of life.
They've still got life in them, yeah.
So he would do these big talks and loads. He had loads of sort of followers who really loved him. He was really good at talking.
Tick.
He never stopped.
Would he stop for a drink? No, because he had a message to give.
Yes.
Interesting.
So, and what would happen with...
You're a lot like this guy as well, by the way.
I think I am, sure. That's why I watched these documentaries as a sort of warning from history.
Great.
Because the documentary was following him round as he tried to rebuild his career after four people died in his sweat lodge.
Oh, no.
So bear in mind, he basically was like, if you want it enough. And so people were collapsing and people were going, well, this person's collapsed next to me. Should I drag him out? Well, yeah, they don't want it enough. They don't want spiritual enlightenment as much. And so I feel like what we're doing at the moment
that's
now...
That's like putting water on the... When you're in the sauna and it's like, put the bucket on, mate. Put the whole bucket on and then you spoil it.
Hold on. Have you put the entire bucket on there?
Yes.
No, you mustn't do that, Paris.
You mustn't
dangerous.
Do it. You spoilt it. That's exactly right. Oh, no.
So you're talking about a time when you ruined a sauna.
I'm talking about
this man trying to rebuild his life after he'd inadvertently murdered a load of people.
I tell you what. Currently, Parry, you're putting the entire bucket on this podcast.
Can we stop talking about buckets full of water? I am absolutely spitting feathers.
Well, here's the thing. I'm very thirsty now.
I
wonder if there's an argument now after I've explained about this Netflix documentary I watched.
Please
stop doing that.
This is our... Back to our ASMR.
No, we shouldn't.
No.
We shed listeners for that episode, but we also gained a few, I think.
No, we didn't.
That's important to keep that balance going.
We absolutely didn't.
I'm spitting feathers. Right now, and so are you, listener, but you're not going. It's turning into edging.
Let's not do the ASMR thing because
never go back.
Tread over that old ground. But all I'm trying to say is, look at you holding the glass, Parry.
It's empty.
Yeah.
So there's something spiritual about that, isn't there?
An empty vessel.
Yeah, waiting to be filled.
Yeah, with
water.
But
only
so I can...
once you've earned it by talking for another half an hour.
Oh.
And listener dears, they're listening too. They're there on public transport, eyeing up someone's quench.
What?
Do you know what? Here's the thing. It's making me... the problem with this podcast at the moment is it's making me feel nauseous.
Great.
So I imagine the listener must be feeling the same way.
Yes.
I'm doing it.
What?
I'm getting the water.
No.
I'm getting the water, mate.
No.
I'm doing it.
No.
Oh, Crosby. He's off. Okay, so currently what's happening now is Matthew's made a mad dash for the door.
Yeah.
And Tom is physically blocking him.
We're in.
I'm not having a good time now.
This is quiet.
The listener dears want to watch. What's the old motto about writing a good script? Chase your heroes up a tree and don't let them have a drink of water.
Throw rocks at them. That's what they say. Chase your heroes up a tree and throw rocks at them.
Now, look, the podcast listener is listening to this thinking, oh, my God, we're into it. If Keanu Reeves got on the bus and they were like, if you slow this bus down, then nothing will happen to you. That's not film, is it? That's just a guy getting on a bus and braking. Whereas instead, it's like, you can't brake. You can't have your drink.
No, what you're...
You are Keanu Reeves.
No.
Keep going.
The difference with what you're suggesting, though, Parry, is if Keanu Reeves got on the bus,
yes,
and then they said, if this bus goes below 50, it explodes, and he immediately went, I'll tell you what, let's go below 50, shall we?
Yeah.
That's what you're suggesting. That's and that would be... Cause,
what?
No. Some very nice... That's another thing you've taken from Japan, your manga acting.
How dare you, young warrior? I've never watched manga.
No.
I was going to say.
They're not... Yeah, it sounds a bit like that.
Also, manga are the publications guys. Anime is the actual the films.
My apologies, sir.
It's because we're dehydrated, okay?
I'm not thinking straight at the moment.
Of course.
So yours.
Nor shall we. We're through the looking glass, dear listener.
wait until we start to hallucinate. I, for example, have started talking like this. What will happen next?
I tell you what, the very least you could do, Parry... Parry, the very I'm least ask. You could do is try and give us some entertaining chat.
I'm ask now.
What has this become?
The thirst cast. This has become the dangerous episode. This is like, what do people do when they go to Mexico and take ayahuasca?
It's not ayahuasca. They go to ayahuasca.
They go to ayahuasca and take
and
ayahuasca.
No, they
have a Mexican in Ayanapa.
I don't think it's Mexico where they take Ayanapa. I think, is it Peru?
Oh, this is like him with his bloody manga and anime. All your bloody facts, man. Wait until you get some dehydrated action going on. All the facts become a blur.
Hold on, are you turning into Trump? Parry, when he's really thirsty, is Trump.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's just that. Maybe it's just that Trump's just really dehydrated.
Yeah, he drinks too much Coca-Cola.
If he had,
that's a good point. Actually,
he had a big glass of water. He'd be like, "Oh, hold on,
he only drinks Diet Coke, doesn't he?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, Diet Coke and cheeseburgers. Give the guy some water.
He drinks cheeseburgers.
That's milk shakes them up. Oh no!
Oh my god.
Should we lock him out?
Crosby did a classic look one way, send Parry one way, get out the door the other way.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Listener dear, if you're enjoying our weekly output, then it would be lovely if you could support us on Patreon. We can't really do it without you.
Yes, thanks to everyone who's supported already. Let's talk you through a few of the different tiers. For just $2 a month, I mean, that's no money at all, is it?
It's just $2,
guys. It's just $2.
Sling it in the P.O. box.
We all work in dollars nowadays, don't we?
But please do be honest.
Do be honest, guys. We can't stress enough. Whack us $2 a month and you become a full-time neighbour of the show, which gets you beef priority. It means that we will definitely handle one of your beefs on Beef Brothers Cold Cut. It also gets you access to pre-sale tickets for any live shows, but it also gets you a shout-out on the podcast. You get to be in the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Yes, which will be happening at the end of the episode. The secret handshake is $5, and that means you get the jingle as a single from every Flat Slam episode. You get bonus footage, including unedited live recordings, and you get all the other good stuff as well.
You also have the solid dangle, that is $10 per month. I mean, this is going to be a fun one. We're about to record it. You get a flat share episode where we are drunk. So it's going to be us having a house meeting where we're going to be pissed up, and we're going to try and do those quarterly we can. To fit in with the VAT receipts.
Lovely.
We're also going to send you some badges. You get the post-match analysis of a flat share slam down, and you get the jingle as a single and a load of extra stuff. That's a good one, that one.
Yeah, and for $25, you get the copper-bottomed winner. Stand by. You get a T-shirt. The T-shirt has been designed. They look lush, don't they?
Yeah, so yeah.
I'll be hopefully winging out soon.
They're brilliant.
You get a custom birthday message. We've recorded a couple of those already.
We have.
Clark, you'll be playing guitar to you on your birthday. Could you imagine something nicer?
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful, guys.
And you also get all that other stuff. So, get on Patreon. Get involved in our community.
It is patreon.com/... Pappy's Flat Share, and please don't let the community bit dissuade you from chucking us some money. If you can't find it there, just go to shityearmoney.com and follow the link. We will see you there.
Ooh.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to Nuneaton?
House meeting!
Okay, listener dear, here we have a classic situation now where we're going to prank Crosby.
Oh.
By when he comes back into the room.
Parry's going to be edging me.
I'm going to... Oh, you, no, you've tried that trick with me before.
Okay. Come on, it'll be a great prank.
It's not a prank.
It's
okay?
A brilliant prank.
Okay, I've got a good idea. Yeah, Crosby's going to come back into the room with some water. Only one of us is going to drink it. And then here he is. No, don't drink it yet. Listen, because I've had a really good premise now.
All right, okay.
Finally, it's arrived.
I'll hold it, but I won't drink it.
Put it in the middle.
No, I'm not going to put it in the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
Parry, can I just say, for the listener at home, did you explain what I did?
Yes.
I did the classic where I pretended there was something going on behind you, which is mad because we're in a tiny little room with white walls. I looked above your head and went, oh, that pulling expression, like, oh, what's that? You looked around, boomf, I was at the door.
Do you genuinely know why I looked?
Why?
I thought you were having a spirit vision. And I thought, finally, we've achieved everything we're aiming for.
You thought we'd achieved enlightenment.
I thought you were looking at my, my aura. I thought you'd seen something pop out of my aura.
No.
And then I was like,
something pop out your aura.
I will say one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody in the office outside at ACAST really panicked.
Because I bolted out.
Oh, no.
I bolted out of there.
Yeah.
A woman arrived with paper towels thinking that we'd poured water over the
brand new equipment.
I said to her, quite the opposite.
Oh.
Quite the opposite.
She must have been shocked to see you heading in with the water.
Yeah, she's like, don't throw water on it.
Don't throw water after
fire.
Water.
Don't throw water on water.
Is that a phrase? Because they say fight fire with fire.
They do.
So they could also say, don't pour water on water.
I think isn't that sort of more like the drop in the ocean? It's just a drop in the ocean.
True.
Water on water is drop in the ocean.
Mm.
Or pissing in the wind.
Don't cry over spilt water.
Don't cry over spilt water.
It's just more water
in the ocean.
Tell me your plan anyway. So we've got this glass of water now. This, which I will tell the listeners at home, I've not drunk it yet.
Yes,
it's a full glass of water. I'm so excited to have it.
Do you know what? This is like Chekhov's gun.
I so rarely get one over on Parry.
This is it.
And this was it. And I was so delighted at how well that worked out. And that's a stiff door as well. You can see I struggled with it.
It is a stiff door.
But I was out the door and you couldn't quite grab it.
This whole premise is a stiff door.
To use a theatrical term.
Yes. It's a real stiff door
again,
of a premise.
Once again, we're back to talking about theatre. But yes.
It's a very theatrical podcast. It's a very spiritual podcast. So, we spin a pen. Whoever it lands on gets to drink.
Whoa.
Then the other two remain dry in this heightened state of dehydration.
Oh my God.
And listener dear has to try and glean who's had the water. It's basically a science experiment where you don't know. Two of us will have had placebos, no water. And one of us will have had the treatment, water. And then all three of us will make drinking
noises. I don't think you understand how a placebo works. We're not making any
drinking. We'll all have empty.
The drinking will happen off mic.
Okay. Well, anyway.
We're not going to drink on mic.
No, the listener needs to know that Drank's been drunk.
The
Drank's been drunk.
Can I just say,
and
you
I
are
got crunk in my junk. I'm spitballing again.
Well,
I sent so many dick pics that someone gave me a blue tick. I crunk my junk, and now I've drunk my drunk.
Can I just say, you're not spitballing. You've got little flecks of spit at the side of your mouth from dehydration.
I tell you what, this is what the greats do, right? This is what the legends do. They get in the studio, they lock down some tricky vibes.
We need
vibes.
To be here now at this stage, Clark. I'm holding a glass of water.
I love that you're still holding it. That means you know there's dramatic tension in this situation.
I tell you what, I'll accept the game because I like a game.
Yes.
We'll put a pen in the middle of the table.
Right.
In fact, spin it once just as a test, just to check it actually.
Oh, that's it.
It was a bad spin.
We spin the pen.
And whoever it lands on
gets to drink. Get off with the water.
Gets to drink the water.
They glug the whole bad boy.
They get the whole thing.
The other two.
Too much water.
Remain dry until the end of the podcast. And then at the end of the episode, we reveal who had the drink.
I don't think we need to do that. Can't we just tell them?
We won't need to do that because they'll be the last one alive, baby.
They'll
be the one
who's the last one alive.
What?
Tom, no. This is awful. I'm going to make a break for the door again.
No, don't. I'm not going to fall me once. I'm not going to look there. I'll not look back again.
That's the old expression.
Fool me once and I'll not look back again.
Now listen.
Oh, I feel wired. This is exciting, isn't it?
It's like you're off your face.
I think you are.
Do you know what?
Have you done anything other than not drink water?
I have not drank water for 3 days now.
Really?
No, that's not true.
We've
been drinking water, but it's just the awareness of it. And that's what we're getting to, is the depriving yourself of something that you have too much of.
I don't have too much water.
You're like, aren't you 70% water? It's a bit much, isn't it? Rain it in, mate, with all your water.
Parry's only 10% water.
Let's boil it right down. Let's get down to our bare... I bet there's like a nutritionist type speech where you could say, look, we're too much water. Let's bake it down.
Again.
Let's congeal.
There might be a speech where you can say it, Tom, but that doesn't mean it's actually a thing.
Congeal to heal. That's kind of my new... That's my initial thing. It's the name of my album. Congeal to heal. What I'm doing is I'm going on a spiritual tour. I'm releasing a music album and a cookbook all in one. Right?
And what's the cookbook got in it? Just dry food.
Very dry meals.
Pasta, dry rice.
Meals that are going to dry.
It's basically just the cinnamon challenge over and over.
Have you tried a teaspoon of cinnamon? That's recipe one.
Three crackers in under a minute. Oh! Recipe two.
Raised a lot of money for children in need doing that on my sixth form.
How did you eat?
Well, no, you go around saying, I bet you a pound for children in need that you can't eat three crackers. God, I look back on my life now. I've been trying to get people to dehydrate all my life. God, who knew that was my mission? I knew it.
I don't want to play this game, Tom.
And yet
I do. But exactly. I don't think we should reveal at the end who had the water. I think we should reveal immediately who had the water. Just a slight change to the format.
I'm concerned now that if I glug the water, I'm going to come off this higher spiritual plane that I'm currently... Like those rhymes I've been spitting... This kind of congeal to heal.
Can I just say
that doesn't come out in the wash every day.
The only way we can lose is if Clarkie gets the water. Because if you get the water, you chill out a little bit. If I get the water, I get to drink the water, which is what I'd like to do.
Exactly.
If Clarkie gets it, he seems pretty together already.
Well, he's handling his junk very nicely, but that's only because he's edging himself. he's concentrating.
I'm handling my junk extremely nicely.
He hasn't drunk his drank because his junk is crank. And you know that about Clarkie.
We know that about Clarkie. His junk is so crank.
Clarkie's concentrating on not spoiling his edge experience.
Okay. Which, by the way, is what Bono's been doing for a long time.
Of course. Please don't ruin
your edge. Do you reckon Bono's ever edged an edge?
Do you think that's why the edge is called the edge?
Because
he's never jizzed in his life.
He's good.
He's so permanently on the edge, they've called him the edge.
Do you think that's it? Is that what he's doing? Is that why he's only ever playing like one note? Because he's always going to get the other hand round to edge himself slightly.
Just constantly on the verge.
Is that why he sings...
Every time he wants to touch himself, he has to play the guitar instead.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
It's why...
it's all fitting into place. Without you.
Yeah, it's why Bono wears those glasses in case the edge goes off. He could be blinded. They're safety goggles.
Imagine if that was the end of the show, of a U2 show.
Finally.
Where the edge...
The fireworks go off.
He reserves it. He stores it all up in those balls of his.
Those classic balls.
At the end of the tour, he goes, how's about this for a Joshua Tree? Off it goes. Yeah.
And U2, that name, actually refers to his two balls.
Really?
Yeah, because they're always so palpable in the dressing
and the
room.
What should we call ourselves? Unemptied.
U2?
Unemptied 2.
Unemptied 2.
That's what U2 says for the Unemptied 2.
The Unemptied 2.
Their original logo used to be a big pair of knackers,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, absolutely.
And they grow bigger
and bigger until they had to stop using them because they were so large. And that's why the Edge keeps his guitar low slung to hide it. Yeah.
Hiding his
massive old ball bags.
Do you reckon the Edge puts on those fly sunglasses on his balls?
That's what
to keep him contained.
His balls are so big he has to have bags.
Yeah.
Plural.
Do you remember when they had those giant heads?
Oh, yeah, the giant...
The in proximity to his ball bags, their actual size.
Do you know why?
No, yeah. Right,
his balls got so big, they formed a third, and that's where the unos, dos, tres.
Catorce! So he's actually at the start of vertigo.
He's got the size of four balls.
It's why he's got vertigo.
He's got uno, dos,
he's got vertigo because he's sat atop those massive balls.
Catorce like 15 as well, or 14?
What's that?
Isn't Catorce like 15 or 14? Oh
that's goodness. How big his balls are.
Really?
They're 15 times the size of Bono's.
So uno is Bono, dos is Larry Mullen Jr., tres is Adam Clayton, and Catorce...
Ball!
Look at the size of Edge. Nuts out.
Hello.
Good God! And he's got vertigo because he's sat atop them. Like the end of Doctor Strangelove. Just riding his balls around.
He's riding his own balls.
The Edge is riding his own balls around.
Edging himself and
seriously strange love.
That's why Bono's got such a big house.
Really?
Yeah.
But to keep the edge balls in? Balls.
Yeah. That's why he's got a swimming pool. The Edge has to sit on the edge of it. That's why I get the Edge. The Edge is sat on the edge of Bono's swimming pool, just dunking his balls to keep them cool.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So big.
We need to get Parry some water.
I think this actually is the best the best podcast we've done in a long time.
I'm telling you what, we're powered by the dehydration, baby.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
This right, is go it. On. We're flying now.
We're on
what I like to call level dehydrate. It's above level 7.
Level dehy 7.
So on my Congeal to Heal tour,
yeah,
that's what everyone's aiming to get towards, level dehydrate.
You should watch this documentary because you're basically this guy.
There's
you
8
realize.
Levels of thirst. 1, a little bit thirsty. 2,
a little bit more thirsty than a little thirsty.
3,
oh boy.
4, I'm spitting feathers. I like spitting feathers. I always think it was that you're angry, but it isn't.
Spitting tax.
Yeah,
it?
No.
Spitting tax is angry,
I used to
yeah.
say things like, oh, I'm spitting feathers. No, then you're thirsty. parched. Level 6.
Oh, level 6, yeah.
What's level 7? Oh, really thirsty.
I think we might want to work on these levels. Should we make it like 4 levels instead?
Yeah, but then you have to get to level dehydrate, don't you?
Oh, okay, fair
That's
enough.
That's the problem.
Well, listen.
I had too many levels.
I'm level dehydrate 6 at the moment. So can we play this game just so I can find out if I'm going to get to drink this water
okay,
or not? No,
pen.
I don't want your pen's Whoa. Your pen's got a weird rubber casing
oh,
on it that's going to stop it from spinning.
Look at that. That's a gorgeous spin.
No.
Yeah, he says spinning it onto
baby.
Himself.
No. Look, we're spinning.
No.
Oh, that was onto Emma. If she gets to drink a third drink, I'm going to be very upset.
All right.
If Emma gets to drink, then
here we go.
Practice your spin, then.
Okay. Oh, that's a nice spin, right? Okay.
That's
a bit more fun.
Spin.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think producer Emma, can you come in here and spin the pen for us to make sure there's no there's no cheating.
Hands on the table, so we've got a definite kind of like marker of our area.
I've got 4 hands right now, guys.
Oh my.
They're absolutely
2 of them are engine clerking.
Why on earth do we want to douse this fire? That's the what you say.
Okay, here comes Emma.
It's like a bushfire we've created of ideas.
Okay. A bushfire of ideas.
The ground is parched.
Okay, Emma, reach in and spin that pen.
I'm shrinking my area.
Okay, ready? This is the spin.
Come on, don't you dare slake. Don't you dare slake this joyride of thirst that I'm on right now.
Okay, here we go.
I can't believe.
Here we go.
I can't believe you want to bring us down off this massive high.
All right.
Of thirst.
Producer Emma, will you spin?
Oh, baby.
It's Parry.
Wow. I've been shot down.
It's a big moment for Parry now because he's getting my glass of water.
I'm on level dehydrate here.
Thanks, Emma.
Bye.
I'm saying H2O no. This goes against everything I've been teaching. I'm on my way to Congeal to Heal. I've been firing out the absolute gold. The rhymes, the crimes, the unstoppable times.
The crime is...
Those are all just rhymes.
The crime is you've almost killed 2 of us.
Okay. You guys are going to stay thirsty now.
Yeah. I feel bad about that, but I'm glad that we're going to finally see Parry drink some water.
And this is live slake.
Okay, don't drink it straight down the microphone.
You know what? We've got to give
the
listener what they need.
Microphone as a straw.
We've got to give the listener what they need. They need
Parry's
to hear the
final words.
They need to hear the slake happening.
Okay.
They don't.
I am absolutely parched.
Of course you are.
But it's been good. And I think the lesson here is you got to come down from the mountaintop. You know, Moses didn't stay up there and keep those tablets to himself, did he?
Yeah.
He didn't pop those tablets himself.
But you know,
okay, he didn't double drop.
Those 2 stone tablets. Oh, they didn't go down easy.
He came down the hill and he shared. And that's what I'm doing now, listener dear.
Do you know what, though? What Moses didn't do was take his 2 mates up there and leave them for dead,
hey,
which is what you're doing right now.
We don't know that. He probably did.
He did, actually.
Who went up there? Moses, Jacob, Hameth? They didn't come down. Hameth.
I thought that was Noah's son.
No, that was Ham.
Oh, my goodness.
Hameth.
Hameth was a descendant of Ham.
Which is a bit like him.
They were unoriginal with names.
Hameth.
Oh, I feel like I've got 3 tongues in my mouth at the moment.
Okay, well, you haven't.
Great.
You haven't. Not until after the podcast.
We should take this to a field in Glastonbury
and
have like the thirsty
What's
field.
What's going on, Clarky?
This is the birth of a movement.
You're not
crossbow.
Touching your hand.
Listen,
no.
You are. That's the thing with your mind, because we are connect. We are brothers of thirst.
You're not.
brothers of thirst.
I love that Dire Straits album.
that's it. The brothers and sisters of thirst.
Okay. You're my thirst, my last. By everything.
These are all good things. See, this is you started to step up to level dehydrate.
No, mate, honestly, when I'm at Glastonbury, I need a can of beer in my hand at all times.
Yeah, that's dehydrating you, bro.
Brud?
Yes, I've got three tongues in my mouth. It was a mixture of brother and blood.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I would drink a pint of blood now. That's how thirsty I am.
Join the family thirst. Listeners, dear, they've not drank a drop since they started listening
to
this.
Well, that's an interesting question now. Do listeners now have to play the pen game with themselves to see if they can have a drink?
Listener dear.
People dying on our watch.
I have not touched a drop
yet. Guys,
if you're thirsty, have a drink.
No, if anyone listening to this podcast was 45 minutes away from dying of thirst, I don't think we're going to be the kid.
I'm about to die. I just pour myself a glass of water and pop this podcast on. Oh, no.
We're all thirsting together, listener dear. Don't worry. We're all in it together. We're going to ride out this dehydrate. Then at the end of it, we're going to have a lovely glug of water. What I really like about this is I am now in control of Crosby's glass of water.
Yeah.
So I don't have to drink it. If I don't.
Oh, no. You
set the rules.
You set the rules, did I? The old look above the head, something's behind you. That's a rule. You broke that, my friend. I think I'm going up to level brine. The one above level dehydrate,
Harry,
baby.
I'll be very disappointed if you, because I played the game for proppers.
I know, I'm playing. I'm coming down. You just need to know that. you need to know that I was up there, brothers and sisters. Okay? Family thirst, this is what it's about. We touch the heights.
Is anyone, if you're at any point understanding anything Parry's saying, do tweet us at Pappy's Twitter.
But if they haven't had anything to drink either, they're flying with us, you know? This is what it's about.
Well, I haven't had anything to drink. I'm thirsty and I'm not flying with you. Drink that water. Oh, this is a nightmare to watch.
No.
Okay.
I'm vetoing the slurping. Okay.
We're moving it away. Drink it properly. Drink it properly like a human being would drink. No. Drink it properly. Don't take in loads of air as well. Drink it properly like a human being.
Okay.
God.
He's broken all the rules already. No, Tom.
How do you feel?
Back to Earth.
But what a ride, eh?
Back to the boring day today. There's less colours down here, I can tell you that much.
There's less colours.
Feels kind of grey when you're underwater, I can tell you that much.
Talk us through what you saw up there, Parry. Now that you've got the level head of a sober gentleman, what were you seeing up there?
There was a lot of air.
Yeah?
And you could see the air.
Wow.
And it was light.
You sure the air wasn't light?
The air was very light.
But you sure it wasn't light that you were seeing?
Who knows? That's the thing. Colours, air, light.
What kind of colours did you see?
Sand.
Oh.
I was in the desert up there, boys.
Yeah?
Wow, eh?
I shook hands with myself.
It's always been your dream to shake hands with yourself.
Yeah. There's something else. You boys are on your way up there, though. Keep it going.
I don't feel anything, apart from just a bit dry.
Yeah, a bit of a dry mouth, really.
Dry in the mouth. The weird thing is, I wouldn't normally have a glass of water during a podcast anyway. But
no, I think I got into my own head a little bit.
Now we're focused on it. Mm.
Yeah.
We flew too close to the sun. To the sea.
Oh, which one?
Wait.
To the earth.
I mean, they're all there.
They're all elements.
They're not.
The sun is an element. The sun's not elements.
We have learned a lot today.
Earth.
When are you off to Glastonbury, by the way? Do you think you're already there?
I'm not going to drink a drop of water until Glastonbury, my brothers and sisters.
Don't do this to yourself. I know you think this is a great idea. It's just like when you decided not to do a poo for 4 weeks.
Yeah. I've never seen so many colours.
I know.
Red. Bright yellow.
Yeah. You put on a lot of weight and it was a problem.
Dark.
I think.
Right. Guys. Come and join me. Go and get yourselves a drink of water. Listener dear, go and get yourselves a drink of water. We flew.
I can have a drink now, can I?
We lived.
This has been a wild episode so far.
It's time to drink, boys.
Okay, I'll go and get a couple of glasses of water. Sparky, do you want water?
Yeah.
Harry, do you want another water?
Let's go and get some water. Listener dear, bottoms up.
House meeting.
The socks only useful for putting your feet in.
House meeting.
Gosh.
Wowee, eh?
Guys.
I think we took ourselves to some really out there places. It almost destroyed us, but we've come back
whole.
I was going to say stronger, but I think we've come back slightly weaker, but slightly smarter.
That was brave podcasting, I think.
I found that incredibly brave.
It was brave. We were doing so brave. Dangerous.
We are so brave. Hashtag brave.
Yeah, if you will. And you could use those kind of terms when you're leaving us a review on iTunes.
Absolutely.
After 5 stars. Just how brave you found us and inspiring. And, yeah. And tell us about your, you know, level hydrate experience and what you saw when you were up there listening to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We may read some of those out.
And it may well go into our book.
Or to our book of bravery.
Yeah, well, the spiritual guide that we might release at Christmas.
It's a very good point. So if you do write
it's
us a
dry
review,
read. If you,
that's what the it's title. Called. That's the title.
It's the dry read.
A dry read.
And it's all printed on sandpaper.
That's quite good, actually. It's like the good book. A dry read.
The dry read.
A dry read. It's not a, the thing about the word good is it's very positive.
That's very true. They do say that.
They
about
do
the
say that about the word good. It's a positive word. Dry, a little less so.
That's true.
I tell you what won't be dry, though. The many fantastic live recordings of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown that we'll be doing.
Whoa, when will they be happening?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got, on the 30th of August, the End of the Road Festival.
Banging.
Midday.
Oh. There's nothing like a festival pod.
Everyone loves a festival crowd. They don't know who we are. We don't know who they are. It's going to be a lot of fun. On the 8th of September, we are going to be at the London Podcast Festival. So go to the London Podcast Festival website. It's at King's Place. And there should be more details about that, where to buy tickets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And that is where they line up all the podcasts in Britain. And we fight to the death.
It's a battle royale.
Yeah. So come and push us into battle.
Come and cheer us on. Who knows? Maybe this time we'll finally get to murder Ollie Mann. It's always been our dream.
Always been our dream.
He knows it.
We've tried. We're coming for you. We're coming for you, man. If you're around and about in London in July, I will be previewing my Edinburgh Festival show, Parioki. Oh. So check my Twitter account for that. It's at TomosP, TOMOSP. And I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival performing Parioki at 6 p.m. And Kafka for Kids, a show not just for kids, at 12:30.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook and keep recommending this podcast to other people, because we're getting new listeners all the time and we absolutely love it when people say, oh, I'd never heard of your podcast until recently and now I've listened to them all. We think you're absolutely insane, but we love you very much.
Yes. Recommendations really are our drink.
They really are. The sweet water of our lives.
Speaking of the sweet water of our lives, today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Oh,
the bubbling stream beneath our knuckles.
Oh,
we're kneeling.
It.
You are the stream beneath my knuckles.
Caution team.
Caution team. Everyone, go get yourselves a drink. You've absolutely earned it.
Stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call.
He's never impartial. It's Daniel Marshall.
He's got a lovely leg. It's Greg.
I'd like to invite her round for a Barbie. It's India Barbie.
When you see him, you'll never scowl. And it's Anthony Gowland.
He's never at a loss. It's Gil Cross.
He is unfortunately afflicted with so many of the 7 deadly sins. Sloth. Avarice. But never greed. It's David Speed.
Oh, lovely.
She hasn't heard. I'd like to fill her in. On the information, it's Kate Williams.
I don't know which part of that you thought rhymed, mate. But I've got news for you. You're going to prison.
It's the lead singer of Jamiroquai. It's JK.
JK has chimed in.
He's got time on his hands.
I'd love to go paddling in a rock pool with Mark Stradling.
Let's all get underneath Chris Heath.
You're going to prison.
Don't kill the messenger. It's Jessica Messenger.
Lovely stuff.
Oh, please don't kill the messenger.
Please don't kill her. He's always got his fiddle on. It's Ross Middleton.
Don't be a whiner. Give her a cheer.
We've got into this habit now of adding an extra line that doesn't need to be there.
Don't be a whiner. Meet Emma Heiner. Give her a cheer.
And give her a cheer, guys. Seriously, if you see Emma Heiner, give her a lovely cheer.
She's loads of fun. It's Hannah Wilkinson.
And that concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.